guys, Computercast, Stark's most successful podcast. The Strock Cougars basketball season just ended, and from what I saw, they were great. I went to about half of the games, and I interviewed the best players from each of those games. Here are some of the audios that I got. The first one's Chris. Take it away.
So, Chris, this is your last game of the season. How do you feel?
Good. You know, it was unexpected. We were down by like 12-10 in the half, and then we came and Coach Lamont, you know, gave us the easy adjustments. We just made adjustments and held them to little points.
You guys destroyed them in the second half. So you had a three-pointer in the fourth, like, in their face. How do you feel about that?
You know, shooter's gonna shoot, and I had an opening, and I took it.
You were really intense on defense and aggressive. Like, you were deflecting balls and you're trapping them out. Like, do you guys do that in practice, or?
We do some defensive drills in practice, but, you know, Coach just told me to be aggressive and just stop fouling, so I just use my hands more than I use my feet, and it just worked for me.
Hey, you guys are going to do great next week. See you.
Later.
So, after talking to Chris, I talked defense with Steven and Magnus.
So, you guys are district champs now after you won that game. How do you feel about that, Steven?
Let's go!
So happy. We worked really hard for it, and glad we came back and took the dub.
You broke that poor kid's ankles in the third, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I wanted to stare him down, but, you know, I had to drive in, open lane. I missed the layup, but it was nice.
So you're really intense on the defense? Like, you guys do that a lot, or?
Yes, a lot of our wins come from defense, and today we executed our defense.
You and Chris seem to have like a little link where you guys are going to be. Like, you guys were on point with each other. Do you guys have drills where you two work together a lot?
No, we don't have drills, but me and Chris, we're bros.
You guys were really aggressive on defense. Do you have anything to say about that?
Our defense wins our championships. You know, last year, if you look at our defense, it was superb. And so we just needed to come out and make sure we could stop them from their three-pointers. And we did that, and so that's what gave us the lead.
Hey, you guys are district champions. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So after talking about defense, I went and talked to Magnus again and Riley about what prompted a change and shift of the game in the second half.
So Magnus, you guys are district champions. How do you feel about that?
Ecstatic. You know, we've been working for that since tryouts. That's the main goal, but the biggest goal is just to take that win next week and sign that plaque and put it up under the district championship.
So when you saw the score, like, what did you do at the end of the game?
At the end of the game, I just broke down and I prayed.
So at the end of the first half, you guys were not doing so great. You guys were down, I don't know, 11 towards the end of the game. How do you think the intensity carried over from the half?
It was big because we came in here and Coach just talked to us. He said, y'all just, you need to buy into the program, buy into what we're doing because y'all are running your own stuff right now. So we did what we were supposed to do, and we had made some big plays, and it carried over and it carried through. So it was nice.
So you looked that kid dead in the eye when he had a three in the fourth. So are you feeling any regret about that being so mean?
No. I've been wanting to hit a three in a game since 7th grade, and they haven't knocked down. And then today I just got the ball and I heard Aaron to shoot it, and I just drilled it. And so I was ecstatic. It was just such an unbelievable.
So at the end of the first half, were you feeling like down and stuff because you guys were down like 11 points?
I said that it's all right. Because I knew they weren't as fast as us, and I knew we would wear them out in the second quarter.
Yeah, you guys really seemed to come alive in the second half of this game. So, like, what do you think prompted that?
What prompted that? Well, I think when we were making our layups, and we just got intensified, and, you know what I mean, energetic. And we started running our press correctly, and we got some steals. And we were like, yeah, and we got hyped up. And then we started getting after it. We started getting a bunch of steals and everything.
So when you got 30 seconds left to the clock, and Chris threw that ball at you, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
The first thing that went through my mind was, Magnus is going to set a pick, and I'm going to run for my life and make a layup.
So you had lots of defensive intensity. Like, you were knocking down, you guys do drills to do that?
Well, we run our press every day, so I'm just used to just knowing where they may throw it, or if they try to fake it, like if they look one other way, try to do a fake pass, I know when it's kind of fraud sometimes.
So, once I was done with the B team, I went to the A team and interviewed Josh.
So, how does it feel to get a big win tonight here at home?
Feels good. After coming out of 2L, it feels better to take a W.
Alright, so you got 9 points in the first quarter. How do you feel about that, Josh?
Feels good. I feel like I did what I was supposed to.
Were you satisfied with the outcome of this game? Do you think you could have done better?
We did. We could have done better. We can do better against Hopius next Wednesday.
Monday.
Alright, so I heard that you had an attempt to dunk out there.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like I tried my best to get that dunk, and it was just a little bit off, but if I did, I would have yammed it on somebody.
Alright, thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
The Strzok Cougars basketball team played excellent this year, with the B winning their district champion and the A winning 8 out of their 10. Play great next year, Cougars. CougarCast out.